Genesis chapter number 5. Genesis chapter number 5 this morning. Appreciate the Lord. The Bible says, verse 18, said, Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. And Jared lived, after he begot Enoch, 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. I want to preach just a few minutes on this thought. I'm getting ready. Amen? I'm getting ready. I want you to relate that to you. We all need to get ready. Amen? It seems like we're always getting ready in this world, right? We're getting ready to do something. We're getting ready to do something. We're getting ready to go somewhere. It seems like we're always in the process of getting ready. Amen? And praise God, when you get ready and you do something, then the next thing you know, you're getting ready to do something else. But I'm getting ready, praise God, to go to heaven. I'm getting ready to go be with my Lord and Savior where He is. As we look at this today and we think about this, we see the Bible's teaching us here in Genesis chapter number 4, the very last verse. He says, "And to Seth, to him also there were born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." Amen. If there's ever been a day and an hour in this darkness that we need to call upon the name of the Lord, it's right now. And so there's always a stirring point where we need to get started. We need to be getting ready. We need to be getting ready to call upon the Lord. We need to be getting ready to serve the Lord. We need to get ready to walk with the Lord and be servants unto Him. Praise God, getting ready. And we see Jared. Jared was the sixth, amen, that was mentioned here. And six is always a number of evil, amen. And the Bible tells you just a little ways, if you'll look at it, things are waxing worse and worse in this world because of humanity. And we see how Jared is a type of even this present dispensation that we live in. Amen. And we see how the day and hour we live in is a time where it abounds in evil. It seems like there's wickedness all around us. Everywhere you look, there's violence and hatred and bitterness and harshness in this world, praise God. And we see this dispensation that's taking place, and this dispensation that's happening right now that we're partaking in, that we're living in. And we're looking past that, though. We're looking to a time when the church, God's those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, those who will be called out to be with Him, to be taken out of here. And Enoch's is a type of that. As we see him, as things begin to wax worse and worse. And then the Bible tells us that Enoch had a son who he named Methuselah. And Methuselah's name literally means that when this is as passed, as he said, he's going to sin. And he's talking about sending a judgment that would come in the time of Noah, praise God, when he talked about that flood. But I want to say, praise God, as we look at this and we think about this this man Enoch, praise God, how he lived his life and the privilege that he had. Now let me say, reiterate that, the privilege that he had and the joy that he had to walk with God. You realize today it's a privilege and an honor to walk with God. It's a privilege and honor to be considered one of His little children. It's a privilege and honor, Brother Charles, when God called us, praise God, by His marvelous hand, praise God, under repentance, and that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, that we might be saved. Ain't you glad today, praise God, that you heard that call one day, and you bowed your head, and you said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner, and Jesus Christ, praise God, forgive you of your sins, cleansed you from you. Unrighteousness, praise God, and iniquity and the sin that so easily besets us. And he put our feet upon a solid foundation, going in a different direction than we were before. Thanks be to God, I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for something bigger than I've ever had. Praise God. But it is a privilege and an honor to walk with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like Enoch did, praise God. And in a life of holy living. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you live a life of holy living, holy unto the Lord? Seeking trust in God, the Lord God of heaven to help us along the way. We can't do this by ourselves. You can't do it. I can't do it. We can't do it as a church, as a body of believers. We can't do it without the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't outdo it, do it without the power of His Spirit upon our lives, giving us direction and helping us, praise God, showing us our error. As Brother Charles said so many times, it's kind of, praise God, the Holy Spirit in your life is kind of like that beeper on a trash truck. When it goes into reverse, praise God, start going backwards instead of forward for Jesus, that alarm goes off. It's a long time in my life I've struggled, even as a Christian. I'll just be honest. Maybe some of you here today, there was a lot of anxiety issues in my life. There was a lot of anger, amen. I'd get easily angered. And I finally just come to myself and I said, I ain't doing this no more. And I fell on my face and I cried out and I begged God and I said, Lord, I ain't getting up here till you help me. I've got to have some help. I've got to have some direction. I've got to have something that'll control me, that'll help me. I pray God so I don't bring a reproach against your name. I love the Lord Jesus Christ all my heart. I love my God, my Father. Praise God. I don't want to do anything to hurt and harm my relationship with them. I don't want anybody in this world, praise God, to see me as an antagonist against God. So I begged God, I said, please, Lord. Amen, amen. As we see this in the line of Seth, they begin to call upon the name of the Lord. I want to say when things are looking bad, when we need help, when you need help, I'm telling you, that's when it's time to call upon the name of the Lord. And we have to call. The Bible says if we call in faith, believing, we shall receive. Amen. If you want some help tonight, we got to get ready to receive that help. By believing on Lord Jesus Christ, walking with Christ, praise God. Amen. So we see the relationship that we have. You say, Pastor, did it help you? Yeah, amen, praise God. Before I ever got up there, the Holy Ghost of God stirred in my heart. And now, whenever I start getting anxious or upset or anything like that, there's an alarm beacon goes off down in my soul, in my spirit. And he says, hey, it's me. You asked me to help you. Will you let me? Amen. And there's a calming spirit comes over me. And it's just like it says, hey, wait a minute, this ain't worth it. Calm down, it's okay. You don't have to go, the walls are flying apart all around you. Things is going bad. Everything's looking ugly. Circumstances ain't exact. Amen. Exactly the way you'd like them to be. Things are happening, praise God, that you're kind of concerned about. But praise God, there's a peace that passes understanding. It comes upon your heart. He reaches down, he touches you. He said, peace be still. And all of a sudden, the anxiety is gone. All of a sudden, the things that were so easy but said, praise God, are taken care of by the Spirit of God. I'm not that man I used to be. Amen. I'm not that man I'm going to be. The Lord's still working. I mean, I like that. That's a consistent sanctification. God's in the sanctifying process to make us more like Himself. Amen. So that He can use us for His glory. Is God getting glory out of your life today? The church, I'm just saying, ask yourself, is God getting glory out of your life today? Amen. Say, well, preacher, not really. I'm really not. I'm just kind of idling along here, and I'm not really a. Praise God. We need to be getting ready to serve the Lord. We need to be serving Him, praise God, preparing ourselves, amen, for that glorious day of His appearing. But until then, we need to be getting ready to serve Him here, to lift Him up and praise Him, everything, to ask Him to help us and expect Him to. Jesus, praise God, He said, now, because of what he, because he's the author and finisher of our faith. He said to come boldly before the throne of grace. He said we can come boldly before God. We can bring in our petitions and our supplications and say, Lord, we need some help. Say, Lord, you've got a problem. Amen. Because we belong to him. Ain't you glad that you're not in this all by yourself? You have a praise God, an advocate with the Father who's Jesus Christ the Lord. He's there, praise God, a mediator of one to take to mediate with the Father to get you the help you need. He said, I'll go and I'll pray the Father that he'll send you another comforter, a consoler that'll help your heart. Praise Peter, God, I'm glad on Enoch. He found that better part, praise God. When men begin to call upon God, God began to touch his heart. He said, you know what? I'm just going to go with God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, is it really that simple? Can it be that simple just to go, just to sell out, just save my heart? Praise God, I'm just going to go with God. If you say it in, not in your head, but in your heart. You can say it in your head. Now listen to me. You can say it in your head all day long, all week long, all month long, all year long, and you'll never get there. But when you settle in your heart that you're just going to commit yourself, submit yourself, and just go with God. God will begin to touch your heart. He'll stir your spirit. He'll give you help. He'll encourage you. Praise God. The very fiber of your being will be stirred with the Spirit of God. And the next thing you know, praise God, you're out shouting. You're on the other side of the mully grab, shouting and praising and giving God glory. Amen. Newsflash, the devil and this whole world won't like it. But I've done to come to the conclusion, praise God, I don't care what the devil in the world want anyway. They don't make a hill of beans to me. What I'm concerned about today, Brother Bill, is what God thinks. And Enoch was walking with God, amen, because he determined in his heart he'd do so. Amen. Have you determined in your heart today that you're going to walk with God? Let me just say what you're thinking. Let me just tell you where most of us are at today. You say, well, preacher, I've thought about it. Hello? If I was to ask you to raise your hand now, I bet two-thirds of people in here tonight this morning would raise your hand and say, I've thought about it. I've thought about just selling out and say, Lord, I'm just going to go with you. Amen. I'm just going to sell out, lock, stock, and barrel. Lord, I'm just going to go with you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe on you. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to expect of you. And I know that you're going to take me and touch me and help me, lead God, direct me, and show me your way. Amen. If you're thinking about it, why don't we do it? If God Almighty come upon you and he loved you enough to save you from your sins, to forgive you of your sinfulness, and there are many. Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said if we'll just ask God to forgive us our sins, praise God, he said he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All that mess that's not right in the eyes of God, he said, I want to take that away from you and I want to fill you full of my blessings, praise be to God, like a cup of water that's full to the brim. He said, I want to fill you up so that when I give you, well, glory, so that when I give you that next dose, praise God, you're going to run over everywhere. Amen. You know what's wrong with us today, church? Our cup ain't half full. It's half empty. Amen. Our cup needs to be full, praise God, of the glory and the power of God. We need to be submitted to him. Enoch said, I'm just going to walk with God. They say, Enoch, where are you going today? He said, I'm going to go with the Lord. He said, I'm going to walk with God. He said, but hey, buddy, you did that yesterday. Hello? Are you hearing me? You did that. That's what the world tell you. Well, you went to church yesterday. You better be good till next Sunday morning. Amen. But Enoch said, yeah, praise God, I walked with him yesterday. And my brother Bobby said, I'm going to walk with him today. And praise God, if he allow me my strength, I'm going to walk with him tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. He said, well, why? Enoch, why do you do that? You know, I just don't understand. You know, the world don't understand us. Most of the world, most of our people, our so-called friends, well, not really friends, they're mostly their leeches. But anyway, they don't understand why you're here this morning. Why are you going to church on Sunday morning? Don't you know you worked, you wore out, your body's wore out? You ought to stay home, rest, maybe play a little, get you a little entertainment. Amen. Hey, you can come here and be entertained. Ashley's been looking for my head to explode ever since they come here. Amen. She said, when she first come through the door, I said, your veins poke out of your neck. And said, I thought, Brad, your head's just going to explode. I said, glory, hallelujah, for the glory of God, let her blow. Amen. Praise God. I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. I'm going to shout it from the rooftops and just tell you, praise God, at the day tomorrow, next week, next year, praise God, I'm going to walk with God. Amen. Ain't nowhere else I'd walk with men. Amen. But men will take me down the wrong road. And men will take me down there further than I want to go, praise God. And when I get to having difficulties, guess who will help me get back? Not them. Amen. They'll take you down there, but they won't bring you back. But praise God, I'm glad I got a God that'll walk with me, and He'll talk with me, and He'll lead me, praise God, and He'll show me the way, because He is the way, and I'm just going to walk therein. Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever. They know where to quit. They know where to back up. Ain't no different direction. There's only one way, and that's the Jesus way. And I'm getting ready. What are you getting ready for? To live a life, praise God, it's holy unto the Lord, like a way Enoch lived. Amen. A foreshadowing of those that love the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearing. Amen. Those that are alive and remain when the Lord comes. I believe He's coming soon.
Amen.
Amen. I said, I believe He's coming soon. But if it ain't going to be long, praise God, there'll be a trump and a shout to come up hither. He'll say, come away, my beloved, come away. Praise God in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Going to go out of here to be with Him. Amen. To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Do you know what? It makes it a whole lot better if you're already on the journey. Amen. If you're already walking in the way, Lord, if you're already following the path of Jesus Christ, praise God. When He says, come on, Lord, hallelujah, all you got to do is just pick up the pace a little. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I don't have to get right. I'm glad I don't have to think things better. I'm glad I'm going in the right direction. I'm a walking with Him. And when He calls me, I'll be there. Amen. What if you had to stop and say, well, you know what, Lord, I've done a lot of stupid things, and I've caused a lot of problems. Praise God, we ought to have that all settled. We ought to be walking with God, ask God to forgive us our sin, cleanse us from that iniquity we have in our life, and just walk with God every day. Amen. Set that alarm beacon to where it's on a fine tone, where when we start to veer from the path, amen, that alarm goes off. Beep, 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 beep. Amen. Put you right back on that path. Walking with God. Keeping us on the straight and narrow, headed in the right direction. Amen. Old Enoch was a walking with God. He had a right walk with God. And he had a right talk with God. Praise God. The day that he lived wasn't no different from today. You say, well, preacher, back in that day, it was different. Yeah. It was a different group of people. It was the same scenario.
Amen.
Amen. It was people, praise God, who are apt to sin. Amen. You know what's wrong with people today? We don't want to think that we're sinners. I want to tell you today, for your information, and every person in here is an old sinner.
Amen.
Sorry and no account as can be. Amen. Unrighteous, unworthy. Amen. Deserving of hell. Oh me. But that's who we are. But Jesus Christ comes to us. He makes us an opportunity, praise God, to get ready for something better. And Enoch chose that better part. He come out from among it, praise God. He made a decision. Because he done give a warning. God had done give him a warning. He said, listen, Methuselah. He said, when this is past and this is coming, he said, judgment's on the way. Amen. and we need to be getting ready. So we see old Enoch. He give that warning, and he just kept walking with God. Amen. He walked with God. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. Now that has an essence of a walk that is continual. He didn't walk for God a little bit and then stop and then walk with God again. Hello? There's a lot of people today, they'll walk with God for a little ways and then they'll stop. They'll go a different direction. And then the Holy Ghost, God finally gets a hold of their heart. After He puts them through all kinds of trials and tribulation and all afflictions, amen, to get at our attention. I don't know about you, I ain't up for all that. I just want to walk with God, getting ready, amen, to stay closer than I've ever been and just stay in the right direction, stay walking and focused where I need to be. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. In other words, that speaks of a harmony. There was a harmony between Enoch and God. Amen. If you got, hey, listen, anybody ever know, I don't even know if they got them. Them old cars used to have a harmonic balancer. Amen. That kept things in tune. Amen. That kept things work. I don't, they even have them now. They still have them. I figured they'd figure some way around that. But Enoch had a harmonic balancer, praise God. It was a balance in his life, and it was Jesus Christ, his Lord. It was God Almighty, the Father, and he was walking with him, and he had a harmony with God, and it was keeping him in balance. Amen. It was keeping him going in the right direction. It was keeping him focused. It was keeping him alive and well, praise God, looking for something better farther on. If we don't have expectations of something better farther on, then we're no better than the world. Amen. Paul said if we have hope only in this world, we'd be among all men most miserable. But praise God, I'm glad we've got a hope that's out of this world. And Enoch saw that better part. He had harmony with God. Amen. And that because he had a harmony with God, he had a unity with God. They was a oneness. Amen. They was a oneness with you, with Enoch and God. Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you have a oneness with God because of the harmony? Is there harmony between you and God? So, preacher, ain't much harmony between me and God. It seems like he's my heavenly Father, but he's all the time cracking the whip. Hello? Got some smiles in. Yeah. Amen. He's all... A ruthless God's always a cracking the whip trying to get my attention. Has he got it yet? Amen. Praise the Lord. Harmony. Just say, Lord, here I am. I'm sorry, no count. Lord, I love you and I'm trusting you. I need your help. That's harmony. Amen. And when you got that harmony, then there's that unity that God did. He said there's a unity between you and God. There's an aspect of your life, praise God, that you never have before. Do you have that harmony and that unity with God? That oneness. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. I just don't seem like I've got that. Well, let me tell you how to get it. Just to submit yourself to God and resist the devil. Make a commitment to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I need that comfort. I need that help. I need that encouragement in my life. And God Almighty begins to move in you and begins to help you. And He begins to show you, praise God, how much He loves you and He cares for you. Self and selfishness start fleeing away. Amen. God begins to deal with your heart. God begins to love on you in so many different ways. Praise God, you can't help but like it. Amen. It just gets better and better. A fellow, you say, it gets gooder and gooder. Next thing you know, praise God, you're beside yourself. Just shouting, praising God, saying, Lord, bless your holy name. Because you've made that commitment to Him. There's a unity between you and Him. The harmony, the unity, praise God, it comes into effect. You start looking at things in a different direction. You like looking at things in a Godward direction. Then all of a sudden, praise God, it seems like there's a difference in you. God makes a change in you. Amen. Hello. Stay with me just a minute. I'm gonna hush in a minute. You have that harmony. You have that unity, that oneness with God. You know what happens when you have a harmony and you have a oneness with God? The same thing ought to happen in the church today. We have a harmony, we have a unity, a one mind and one accord, all going in the right direction with the same purpose, to seek and serve God Almighty, to lift up the name of Jesus so others can get in. And when we have that harmony, we have that unity, he said, then they have a fellowship. Amen. You get to the place where you like to be around. We had a good time yesterday. Boy, what a blessing we had. We went over and helped Brother Jason working on his roof, on his house. Me and some of the other fellows here, I appreciate the folks that come out to help. What a blessing. Feed praise up to the folks that brought lunch. That's always important. Amen. But what a fellowship. We had fellowship. Oh, it was work. It was hard. It was hot. But they was a fellowshipper. Amen. A fellowship. And see, the work for God, amen, it's often hard, it's hot, it's not comfortable sometimes. But praise God, when you're in it, and you're in it for the right reason, you do it for the right call, praise God, there's a fellowship between you and God. I'm just trying to tell you what Enoch had. He had the harmony, he had the unity, he had the fellowship with God. If we get a harmony, unity, and fellowship, amen, with one another, with God, then we can have it with each other. Looking for that glorious appearance, looking for that direction, praise God, he wants to go. Living in the Lord Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Walking with him day by day. Amen. Not planning anything different for tomorrow, but walking with him today, tomorrow, and forever. Seeking his face. Amen. So we see old Enoch, he walked with God. Amen. And as he walked with God, you say, how could he walk with God so faithfully? Because he was a joy to witness of the Spirit in faith. Amen. It was his faith that brought him. It was his faith in God. It was his faith, praise God, in his relationship that brought him to where he was. It was by faith. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Verse number 5. Listen to what it says about Enoch. Now this is the hall of faith. Amen. Where the Hebrew writers are writing in chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, the hall of faith. In verse number 5, he said, by faith, how did Enoch walk with God? By faith. Amen. By faith, Enoch was translated that should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. Now watch this. He said, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Enoch had a testimony that he was pleasing to God, that God was pleased with Enoch. Because he was, you say, preacher, how could anybody, praise God, be pleasing to God? By faith in God. Praise God. He was by faith in God, he was translated without seeing death. And God translated him, and he had this testimony before he was translated that he pleased God. So we see Enoch, praise God, he pleased God by being faithful, by having faith in God. Amen. Who's our faith in today? Well, preacher, my faith's in me, and my faith's in this, and my faith's in that, and my faith's in our president, and my faith's in my government. Bless your heart. I hate that for you. You're going to be very disappointed. But if we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Enoch had faith, praise God, to the point that he would even live in a life, praise God, that would be a rebuke to sin. In Jude verse 14, look what he says. In verse 14, the Lord says this about Enoch. Let me get there. Jude chapter 14, chapter 1, only verse, verse 14. Said, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Now the seven is a number of perfection, by the way. Amen. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying. Now he's talking about these that are spots. These are raging waves of the sea. Foaming out their own shame, wandering stars. He's talking about those that's not following God, that's following their own ambitions. Prophesy these, say, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Amen. He's given a warning. He said, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Amen. Enoch was giving out a warning, praise God. He loved Lord Jesus Christ, and he was walking with God every day, and he was offering a testimony of judgment. He was offering a warning if they would just hear. But they didn't want to hear. But the Bible says in Jude 14 that he was a preacher of righteousness. He was preaching it right. He was telling it right. But people just didn't want to hear. As we look around ourselves, places of abode today, we see a whole lot of people that just don't want to hear. They'd rather continue on in their own pernicious ways than trust the Lord. Amen. But he was a preacher of righteousness. He said, Enoch prophesied saying, verse 14, he prophesied. He said it with his lips, praise God. He offered a warning. He said, it's far better on the Lord's side. When they asked him why he walked with God, he said, because it's the best place to be. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible said that he walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. He was translated that he should not see death. Hebrews said, amen. Before he was translated, he had this testimony that he loved God. He followed the Lord. And the Bible says that God took him. Amen. Took him. Praise God. What an amazing thing that a man could, praise God. He was a man just like you and me. But praise God, men began to call on God. He began to realize the need, and he began to walk with God, and God began to walk with him. They began to journey together. They began to commune together. They had a harmony, a unity, a fellowship, praise God, that was out of this world. And as they walked and they traversed together and they communicated together, God was talking to Enoch, and Enoch was talking to God. Hey, do you ever think about how much God wants to hear from you? God wants to listen to you. God wants to hear you. But do we want to talk to him? That preacher, I ain't got time to be running around talking to God. I'm glad God don't think that way towards you and I. We'd be in a mess because he thinks you're always on his mind. Yeah, well, preacher, there's millions of people in the world. God's got other people to worry about. No, he worries about you all the time. He don't worry about you. He knows about you. He cares about you. He loves you. He wants to help you, praise God. He wants to walk with you. He wants to commune with you. He wants to fellowship with you. Amen. With you. He wants to right now. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to walk with you. He wants you to walk with him. Question, are you walking with God? Are we walking with God? He said he walked with God, and he was not. He was translated. He was taken to be with God. God said, Enoch, I enjoy your fellowship. I enjoy it so much. Brother Nahum, he said, I enjoy your fellowship so much, I'm just going to take you home with me today. Amen. He's going to go home with me. And he said, it's all with me. You know, I don't think Enoch said, wait a minute, Lord, now I've got this going on at home. I've got something cooking, you know, for later on. No, sir. Amen. Praise God. Enoch was walking with God, and he was not, for God took him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He didn't ask him. God said, hey, Enoch said, you're going home with me today. He told him. Amen. He said he was not, for God took him. That's literally by force. Whether he wanted to go or not, I bet he wanted to go. I don't know about you, but I'm wanting to go. I'm ready. Are you? I'm ready to go, praise God, if he's ready for me. Question today is, now listen to me, and I'm done. Question today is, would God take you? You say, well, preacher, I'd hope so. Let me tell you today, it should be a no-so. If you've been born, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ for your part, that's the only way to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Have you been saved, born again? Would God take you? Would he have you? Amen. Would God have you? I want to say if you're lost and undone, you'll miss heaven. God can't take you to be with him because sin can't be, you can't be around God. God does not abide in the presence of sin. You say, what do we got to do? We got to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness so we can be made right in the eyes of God. Amen. Saved, walking with God.